The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Friday, baby. Joe Piscopo on the radio, and we got you there. There we go. Oh, thank you very much, Ben. Thank you from Indiana. There we go. Now we got it going. I'm broadcasting from Evansville, Indiana. I even found a couple Italians out here. I'm telling you. Beautiful, beautiful town for Mattingly Charities yesterday. And a good morning to you and a happy Friday. It's 25 degrees in New York. You're an hour later than I am. It's like 5:06. It's 6:06 in New York. We got a lot to get into today. I want to give a big shout out, first of all, to Don Mattingly. Don's going to join us, by the way, in the 9 o'clock hour. And I had a great time at his charity with Harold Reynolds from the MLB Network. Just a great time. Everybody, what a great crowd. You know what? This is, and we'll get to all the news, and we're going to see what happened to Al last night. I'm telling you, that dimly lit romantic picture with his platonic friend. I'm just saying, a little curious, but we'll get into that in a second. But it's when I go on the road and I travel across these great United States and I get to meet great people like last night in Evansville, Indiana. I got up and I did some shtick, and Harold and I were on stage. Donnie kind of interviewed us. It was just Bob Greasy was there. A lot of law enforcement was there. It's a great country, and I'm not going to let them tell us what's wrong, what's bad, what we are, what we feel, how bad we are, with the mistakes we are making, how bad. I don't want to hear it. We are a great country, and we got it together, and you got to concentrate on that. And whether it's New York or Jersey or Connecticut, any of the boroughs in New York, man, or Evansville, Indiana, I'm just proud to be part of this country. I'm a patriot. I'm proud to be American, man. It was just great. And we're all in it together, and we all get it. It's like I'm watching. I got Fox on one side. I got CNN on the other. This is going to be interesting, right? And there'll be two diametrically opposed news networks. But I have to tell you, if you listen to the news, we're all bad. And we're all the cusp of destruction, the eve of destruction. And it's not the case. We're good, and it's great. And I'll tell you what, we're going to take the high road. All right, Piscopo in the morning from Evansville, Indiana, all morning long. And I'll tell you about all the night we had. We had a great, great time. The wall is now can someone help me out here before we're going to go to the boys in New York? If you look at the video of Schumer, of Bill Clinton, of Barack Obama, of everybody, of Pelosi, of Dianne Feinstein, all they were talking about is a wall. All they were talking about is a barrier. All they were talking about is border security and quote-unquote illegal aliens. And now this president steps up. How is the news media not grabbing old clips of all of these politicians who are going against the president now and putting it on the news feeds? I do not understand it. They won't even go there. Everybody said the same thing. Maybe the president's got to do it. I don't know that he wanted to go to the wall. He was down there yesterday in McAllen, Texas, and he said, my team wanted me to come down here, and I'm here. I think he's had it too. He just wants to do it. So does he declare a national emergency? And he's going to give the Democrats, the president is saying he's going to give the Democrats a few more days. He says it's very clear. President Trump says the law is very clear, and he does have the right to declare a national emergency to get money to build a border wall. He was on Sean last night from the border down there, and it was really moving if you watched any of that. Through my hectic day yesterday, I made sure I tuned in, watched the president down there going around. You see all the Border Patrol agents down there. Ted Cruz with that beard, baby. I'll tell you, he's got that beard going. He looks Ted Cruz like, look, you know what? It was great that Ted Cruz showed up. He looked like a hippie. I had to look twice that was Ted Cruz. He had the little jacket, very casually dressed. So, you got to tell me what you're thinking. Does the president indeed declare a national emergency, bring in the military, and build the wall? It's just no response from Nancy Pelosi. It's a game, man. And now this is the first day that some government workers will not get their checks. And that's not good. That's the one thing that really, really bothers me, is that they're not going to get checks like that, even if they work those government jobs, which you and I look at and say, do you really need to work that job? But fact of the matter is, they got families and they should be paid. Piscopo in the morning, it's great to have you with us. And Greg Luxton is going to join us from he's a White House correspondent. He's going to join us from Washington, D.C. Brigitte Gabriel, you don't want to miss Brigitte. She is fired up all the time, 24/7, New York Times bestselling author, terrorism expert. She has that new book, Rise, in defense of Judeo-Christian values and freedom. And we're going to be talking about exactly what's happening. And if you follow Brigitte's tweets, she's upset. A lot of folks that come into this country that are legally into this country now, they can't stand what's going on. People are just slipping through the borders. They care more, I think, than people who have been here for years and years and years. Jeffrey Lyons is on the show. Mike Gallagher gives us a preview of what Mike's talking about. Proud to tell you as well, Commissioner James O'Neill, the New York City Police Commissioner, who is just doing a stellar job. New York City achieves new record low on crime, and we so appreciate and respect Commissioner O'Neill coming onto the show. Mr. Bill O'Reilly, please, the host of the highest-rated cable news broadcast in the nation for 16 years. He hosts the No Spin News on BillO'Reilly.com, and he's got that book that I keep telling you about that you got to read that is so, so relevant today, Killing the SS. We'll be talking border security with the great Bill O'Reilly. And then I'm honored to tell you, too, if you're a Yankee fan, if you're a sports fan, or if you even understand sports marginally, you admire and you revere Don Mattingly, one of the classiest guys, certainly in sports. He's the manager of the Miami Marlins, but a former New York Yankee legend. And Don's going to join us live in the studio in the 9 o'clock hour. And I said to Donnie on the way out, we had a great time. And Harold Reynolds is funny, man. He was laughing, you know. But I got to go to the guys, but I got to tell you, and I'll tell you this later as we go into the morning. Because I was on stage, and there were a few hundred people there. It was very, very nice. And then I got Harold Reynolds from the MajorLeagueBaseball.com, right? I got Donnie on my right. I'm in the middle. I'm about to do a little set, a short set, you know, for the charities, for the Mattingly charities, helping out at-risk children in Evansville. They do a great job. The kids at the YMCA, the kids at the Boys and Girls Clubs in Evansville, just a great job. I'm proud to be here. So Joey Benefit on the stage, and I'm having fun, and we're talking and everything. And then I talk about the Rat Pack and how I knew Frank Sinatra. And I go, oh, and Sammy. And then I lean to Harold. I mean, to Harold Reynolds. I go, you know, Sammy. And he said, why are you looking at me, man? Because, of course, Harold's black. And, of course, that got the biggest laugh of the night. And we went, it was off and running like that. It was just like busted chops on stage. And of course, then I just did some stuff. I did, baseball stuff. And we just had a great time. And it's, again, Americans helping Americans, man. It's all good. Trust Joey on the radio, man. I come to the Midwest like this and I see the true goodness of the United States of America. And whether I'm going in the Holland Tunnel, you know, with the miscue decorations, you know, it's all good and it's all great. I'm not going to let this media, there's like a media takedown, you know, of everything that negative. I ain't buying it. You and I, we're taking the high road. Joe on the radio at AM 970, The Answer, broadcasting from Evansville, Indiana. So I was dying and I was telling everybody that what's on the show tomorrow, Joe, and you got to go in earlier. You got to go up. And then, by the way, Town Square Media, I want to thank Town Square Media. That's a great company and they are kind enough to help Salem Media. Our company is Salem Media at AM 970, The Answer. And they're kind enough have been here in the studio. They got up. I'm going to be completely spoiled. Everything is brand spanking new. Everything. It's like clean, new TV monitors. No one yelling at me. What? The only thing they said, Joe, what's the French toast thing? I go, well, if you can. So we may have to wait on the French toast a little bit. So I don't want to be like a prima donna. He's coming. Do you know who I am? I need my French toast with real maple syrup, please. So people say, what's on the show? I go, well, you know, it's all about the walls, about the president and how we're going to approach that, what's going on. And then, well, my news guy, then I tell him the Al story, and they're hysterical on the floor. I said, Al went out with a platonic friend last night. This was last night. I was telling people. And I said, and I don't know, can you go out? And all the guys go, you can't be a platonic friend with a girl. Al just finds a platonic friend, texts his platonic friend. And then, to make matters worse, I catch on my feed, I guess it was before I went to bed late last night. We had a late night. And I looked at Al's picture with his platonic friend. It was dimly lit. It was romantic. It was like, I'm going like, ooh. I'm saying, how's that going, baby? Oh, baby, I'm out of the Tula, baby. And you in Red Bank with me now, baby. Platonic friend? Not so much, baby.
Barry White Cthulhu right there. Good morning, Frankie Five Boroughs.
Oh, boy. Hello there, Joe. How are things in the Hoosier State?
You'll never find.
It's great.
You know.
I'll never find you now, man. I'm telling everybody. I'm telling Donnie and everybody about Al Cthulhu. How's morning radio? I said, you can't make it up. Because I got, we're all knuckleheads in the studio. Thank God for Debbie Duhame. Yeah. Debbie's coming up with traffic in a second. But Al, it looked,
yes.
And Frankie, and now I know people are going, boy, and first of all, I have to say this, T listening. Thank you. You are so part of the family. I love you. The tweets are hysterical. You're hysterical. The social media is hysterical. They're going on, and they said, quote unquote, Frank, you and Joe are riding out. But I mean, it's like Al's teeing it up, man. You go out with a platonic friend like that in a dimly lit restaurant. Al, that looked like it. Frankie, am I wrong? First of all, Frankie,
what was not captured in that photo was the violins and harps that were playing in the background.
Can you name me a restaurant that is lit up like our radio studio? There are none. The lights are usually dimly lit in most restaurants.
Welcome, baby. Welcome, baby. Hi, New Jersey, baby.
Did your voice drop down like that?
It did, actually. When she walked in, I said, Al.
It's good to see you.
Nice to see you.
Al, it's great to see you.
That's right. Baby. Hello, baby.
Hello, baby. Yes. All of a sudden, Barry White music starts to play.
That's right.
Roland Roaster in Sheepshead Bay. Roland Roaster, that's a brightly lit restaurant.
Roland Roaster.
Yeah.
So that's not a place you go with friends.
Did you pick this restaurant down there because it was indeed?
No, actually, she did. She did because she said, you know, they have a lot of beer there, and you know, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. And we've been to the McClune's family of restaurants. See, so yeah. You know.
I have one more of these beers. I'm going to have to take a nap.
How is her marriage anyway?
It's great. It's going great.
Okay, all right.
Everything's good.
And how long was the?
What?
Al, you are a brave man. How long was the dinner, can I ask?
She got there about 7. We were supposed to meet at 6:30. She was a little late, so we were there until about 9:15.
All right, most important question. Who paid?
Yeah.
Oddly enough, she paid.
Oh, my goodness.
The tip. Oh, the man.
So I left the tip, and then I will pick up dinner on the next time when we get together. So, what happened was she had
When's the next time? Tonight?
No, not tonight. Don't be.
You go to Seabright tonight, right?
Seabright.
What city is it?
Call David Burke for you if you'd like.
Oh no! I have David Burke's number if I need it. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is. She picked up the tab because her sons and her husband needed dinner. So she said, you know, I'm going to order a couple of burgers to take home. So she said, I'm going to pay for everything. She said, you take
the perfect ruse, Frank.
That's the perfect ruse. So when is the next date?
I have no idea. We're actually going to get together with a couple of different people soon, probably in the next month or so.
Wow.
Her husband is playing in Rahway. He plays in a band, and he's playing in Rahway on the 19th next weekend.
Busy. Okay.
No, so she's going to be there. She said, why don't you come by with your wife? She said, you're 5 minutes down the road. I said, you know what? That's a good idea. I think we'll do that. So.
You're going to be with Jennifer maybe and with her husband.
Yeah, because it's 5 minutes down the road for me, so why not?
Now that's healthy. That's healthy just like that.
Of course.
If you were all together. But I'm telling you, the fact that you would go down there, spend the time, and you know, and if you're listening and you wonder why Frank and I are busting Al's chops, because he doesn't show up for anything. Every once in a while, when Al shows up, Elvis has appeared.
That's
like,
right.
Wow, no, Al is here.
Now I limit my appearances.
Well, you do,
and there's a reason why.
Right, so romantic dinners with beautiful women,
correct? Frankie Five Boroughs, yes. Unless there's a beautiful woman involved, yeah. Then you boom, you're gonna.
Well, let's be fair. Do I want to hang out with
Frankie,
you two?
Maybe.
What Frank, I, do I want to yeah, hang out Frankie, with you two schlubs, or do I want to hang out with a beautiful woman? With
Frank and I will find a very low-lit romantic restaurant and with the violins and everything else.
Yeah, I'm not
and
coming.
We'll stay. And will you go with us?
No.
And you could talk to us. Hello, boys. It's Albert, man. I'm back. Hey, so it was dimly lit. How long were you there? Frankie, are you understanding this?
Two hours.
For a haircut. For a haircut, he won't show up.
She got so there at 7. Hours. We left at 9:15. What do you want me to shove my food down and run out the door?
You never find.
Oh, come on.
For
stop.
As long as you live. So did Jennifer so? Was Jennifer waiting at the door tapping her foot?
No, she had my wife no. actually when I pulled
Where
up when I pulled up at 10 o'clock, she had just gotten home. She was out with her girlfriend, Carla. She had just gotten home. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It looks like it's danger zone here. Danger zone here. But Al, I love it. Had a good time.
Yeah, it was great.
With your platonic friend. Everything good.
Everything was great. Mm-hmm. Had a good time.
Okay.
Did you put cologne on before the date?
No.
No, okay. All right.
Albert, you're the best. I love you, man. Mm-hmm. And Frankie's here. Frankie Five Boroughs here. We'll get into the news of the day. Greg Luxton's going to join us from Washington, D.C. Hey, Debbie, so sounds innocent enough, Debbie? What are you thinking?
Well, you know, especially because she paid the bill. I mean, that was pretty generous of her. You know, usually if you're on a date, the guy pays.
Sorry, yeah.
The guy pays for everything usually, you know, if it's a real date.
Yeah, good point. All right.
You know,
all right.
I think it's a platonic friend because they're alternating the payments, you know? That's kind of like a friend zone. You know?
All right. We'll see. Yeah. I know it's just dangerous, but Al, I'm glad it all worked out. And maybe indeed you can have it. Give us a call, 877-970-2999. Again, I don't think guys understand the platonic friendship thing. And because there's always a danger zone. It's just a danger there.
Well, you're it is. It could
be open, I think. Huh?
Yeah. It could be dangerous, especially when there's a dimly lit restaurant involved. Yeah,
you
it could be dangerous.
Never find for as long as you live.
But they have history as friends, so I'm pretty sure this was safe. Pretty sure.
History, all right. Yeah.
You don't trust Al at all, do you?
No, well, I don't trust myself. How about that? I think that's pretty much what this is all about. You know what I'm saying?
Got it.
No way. Plus, I would be, if it was me and I was out, I'd be married. I'd have 3 kids already. I mean, you know what?
It wouldn't take that long.
I'd have alimony and child support payments already. You know I would. Oh, lordy. Hey, Debbie, good morning to you. Weekend coming up. It's Friday in New York. How we doing out there traffic-wise? 621 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe, Frank, Allen, everybody. Let's take it out to the Hudson River crossings, 15 in. Across the board, we're still seeing slowdowns on the westbound Bruckner into 149th with an accident. And it's pretty busy here in Queens on the LIE westbound stop-and-go traffic getting right out toward Queens Boulevard. An accident blocking one lane, but then, the Queens Midtown Tunnel heading into town. Over on Route 3 eastbound, as you get right out toward the New Jersey Turnpike out past the Meadowlands, a disabled vehicle. Also, 2nd Avenue here in town by 62nd Street. It looks like an accident at the intersection. Sunny today, high of 32. Clouds tomorrow with a high of 33. Sunday, sunshine in the afternoon, high in the 30s as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Megan from California said this about Relief Factor.
I've been using Relief Factor for a little bit over a month. It's a 34-year-old woman that has been in a car accident. I suffered from severe neck pain, shooting pain down my arms and legs that would often cause me to limp. At one point, I was going to a chiropractor and an acupuncturist 6 times a week. I noticed visible improvement within 2 days of taking your product, Relief Factor, and it has really, truly changed my life.
The 3-week quick start is just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day for pain relief, less than a cup of coffee a day. What do you have to lose except possibly your inflammation? Just go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, that's ReliefFactor.com.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Initial greeting with your platonic friend.
Hug and a kiss on the cheek.
Out of there. All right. Kiss on the cheek and a little hug.
Yeah.
Hey.
No, there was no. There was no. Hey.
She said. Trust me. You look great. Trust me. That was said.
Later on, but not in the beginning.
Later on. Oh man. I love that. You walk in a minefield and you're just actually doing it quite in a wonderful fashion. I don't know how you do it. I can never, ever.
There's no minefield. Two people having dinner, talking, adults, and that was it. So
for as long as you live. Okay.
I noticed the number of people, though, there on first dates or, getting together. Some didn't end so well, so,
What happened?
No, just, fighting? One guy was waiting for a woman. I don't know if it was, asking questions, but I didn't know if it was a friend or not, but he complained that she was late and, et cetera, et cetera. So it didn't sound like that was getting off to a good, good
this
start.
Is great. Always good in a restaurant to have some bickering going on. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. It is 6:26 in New York. And I'm broadcasting from Evansville, Indiana, the Midwest, the greatness of the United States. Always is exemplified when I come to, out in the Midwest, West Coast. It's just great. It just makes me patriotic, man. I come out, I meet the people, and then you watch the news, and you think we're all against each other. We're all in a divide, and it ain't happening. And I don't know how. Look, we're going to keep trying to get the message out that we're all in this together and that it is going to work out. So it was so funny, though, guys. I went in and we did the Mattingly Charities. Of course, the first mistake I make is I didn't recognize Donnie's wife, Lori, who's just great and beautiful. And she was there. Of course, I'm like in my head was in the game and I'm thinking, okay, what am I doing next? And so I didn't recognize. I said, oh, Lori, I'm sorry, like that. You want to say hi, Lori. Great to see you. Great gal. And, of course, I fumble that. Then I do this. I got to tell you the silly things. Then we'll get into the news. I'm in the restroom. And can I tell you this, guys? You ready for this, Frank? Dork dad.
I'm ready.
I had the gum. And I go into the restroom before we go on stage. And then I take the gum out of my mouth because I want to chew gum on stage. And I flick it toward the garbage can in the restroom. And I miss the garbage can. So it bounces, boom, right in where people would walk in, right into the way of someone walking in, and I go, I gotta go down, and I gotta get that piece of gum because I don't want someone, stepping on it and like that. So I'm washing my hands, and a guy had walked in, and I went to get the gum, and it was gone. So all I know is some guy was probably going, how the heck did I get gum on my shoe here at this event? I felt so bad. I know I did. But for the stage, do I go, there's someone with gum on the shoe?
That would have been funny. I would have loved to have
heard that. It was that. There were so many people, so many pictures, shook hands. I didn't have my Durasan with me. For me, not to have my Durasan with me. I have it with me this morning. So aside from that, it was a spectacular evening. It was great. It was helping out kids, and we just had a great time on stage. We had laughs, and Donnie and Lori there's a beautiful, beautiful foundation. And like Donnie, we all know Donnie Baseball. You appreciate the guy for the great, Yankee that he always was. And to me, he's like we got to experience, a current day Lou Gehrig and Don Mattingly. So here he is helping out everybody, and you know what? Keeps it in his hometown. It's like when I do things, I try to do them in Jersey, certainly New York, because that's where we're from, that Donnie comes back home and he keeps it right within the community, and it was beautiful. So the wall thing I'm watching, it's all about the wall, and did you see Jim Acosta at the wall? That was a little unsettling. Did you see that video, Frankie Five Boroughs?
I did. That was a little weird, yeah.
He's down there walking around with a smartphone saying, it was really weird. Jim Acosta from CNN, and everybody's, you know, they've all kind of had it with Jim because he's just, he is like Kellyanne went after him the other day, calling him, you know, akin to a smart aleck. She used different language. He's always just, it's just like, well, how can I get attention, you know? And then he's videoing himself at the wall. And he's like saying, oh, it's very calm here now. And there's nothing wrong. There's nobody. See, that because the wall is there. I mean, it was so embarrassing that CNN lets it out. They should. You gotta fact check some of those things. It was just very interesting to see. And then what's going to happen? Are we hearing, Frankie Five Boroughs, that the president indeed declares a national emergency?
No, we're not hearing that. I mean, he left that open yesterday in his remarks to the press as a possibility. He's hoping they can come up with a deal, but he's not taking it off the table. So, you know, maybe that will cause the Democrats, if they think a wall is going to be built anyway, maybe that will cause them to come to the table and negotiate. But it's not at all clear that he has the legal authority to do this. You know, no president has ever used a national disaster or national emergency declaration like this. You know, we've seen presidents use it for things like hurricanes. You know, President Obama did it with Hurricane Sandy. We've seen it used for things like terrorist attacks. President Bush did that for September 11th. But we've never seen a president use an emergency declaration for something like this. And so based on what the Wall Street Journal is saying today, Jared Kushner, who, in addition to being the president's son-in-law, is one of his senior advisors, he has been one of the leading voices for restraint. He has been saying that an emergency should be invoked only if it creates a clear path for the White House to build the wall. If it's just to win a messaging war with congressional Democrats, he says that they shouldn't do it. So we'll see what happens.
All right, a lot to get into. And before we go to Al, and I know he's going to do the story several times this morning, but that's scary. And Patterson, what happened? Meningitis outbreak, and we got an alert for that, Albert, huh?
Yeah, so apparently this gentleman was brought to the police station. Apparently he was high on some type of narcotic and foaming at the mouth and whatever. And so people immediately assumed that the police were brutalizing him or whatever it was. It turns out he had meningitis, and apparently they took him to the hospital. He died at the hospital. And so they had to scrub down the entire police station, and Patterson people are warning anybody who was in contact with this guy should get to the hospital immediately to get antibiotics and get treated because they could be infected.
All right, so keep watch on that because that's local, and that's very, very, very scary. Hey, 877-970-2999, Episcopo in the morning. It's great to have you with us on this Friday. House passes bill to reopen government apartments. Tell me about that, Frank, before we go to Al. Some House Republicans are joining Democrats to pass measures that would reopen departments of the government affected by the shutdown. You could do that in a bipartisan way?
Well, yeah, but the Senate is not going to vote on that, right? The Senate says they're not going to vote on any bill that the president's not going to sign. The president says he's not going to sign any bill that doesn't include $5 billion for the wall. So the House can pass whatever bills they want, but unless the Senate votes on it and the president's willing to sign it, then it's just an exercise in futility.
Yeah, it's so funny. And you gotta look at this video. Oh yeah, here it is, and I have his number, and I'm going to text him right now. The actor Robert Davi. He's a, you know him. You know, as soon as you see Robert, you recognize him. He's done James Bond. He did Die Hard, right, Albert? He did, didn't he do Die Hard?
Yeah, he was one of the FBI agents in Die Hard, yeah.
That's Al's favorite Christmas
great
movie.
Yes.
Yeah. And apparently it is indeed a Christmas movie. So Robert Davi's great. He's like the tough guy and a fun guy, and I see Robert around every now and then. He put a tweet out. You have to check out Robert Davi. I think it was on Twitter, and he railed against this war. And I'd like to play the audio, but I'm going to also text Robert, see if he'll join us as well this morning, because he is so fired up. And he said it, and he said it right. And I try not to get angry. I try not to get too upset about it and try to amicably and pragmatically, you know, present to you the case. But, man, he was just saying that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and the whole Democratic Party, they were going to fund the wall. But now that the president wants to do it, they're totally against it. And they're letting it go. The media is letting it go. So it was interesting, and we'll play that for you later. Don't want to miss that. Greg Cluxton will join us. He's the White House correspondent for SRN News in Washington. He'll come up momentarily. Next hour, Brigitte Gabriel, you don't want to miss. You she got that big best-selling book called Rise, in defense of Judeo-Christian values and freedom. Jeffrey Lyons, Mike Gallagher, Commissioner James O'Neill, Bill O'Reilly, and the great Don Mattingly on Piscopo in the Morning with Frankie Five Boroughs. Big Al right now has the headline news at 6:34 on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
24 degrees at 6:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Ocean County Republican chairman is facing a six-count indictment. Attorney George Gilmore is accused of evading over $1 million in federal income taxes. From 2013 to 2015, prosecutors allege the 69-year-old also filed false returns in 2013 and 2014 and failed to turn in payroll taxes for his law firm for two quarters in 2016. Investigators say Gilmore spent over $2.5 million on home improvements and other personal expenses during the same years he allegedly wasn't paying what was owed to the IRS. Meteorologists say this weekend's snowstorm could be milder than first expected. National Weather Service officials say yesterday the storm system will likely hit hardest south of the Garden State, although some southern towns could see between 1 to 3 inches of snowfall. But even if precipitation is low, forecasters calling for bitterly cold temperatures over the next few days, reaching possibly into the single digits tomorrow. More from Joe Lundberg coming up in about 15 minutes from now. In sports, Rangers lost, Maple Leafs over the Devils 4-2, and the Yankees, they'll have a familiar face at spring training again this year. The Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson plans to spend several days with the Bronx Bombers as they train in Tampa, Florida. Wilson also did so last year with the Yankees, who own his MLB rights. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's take it out to New Jersey Transit. Four canceled trains this morning, but the positive train control. Also delays on the Morrison Essex branch near Summit. It's all due to some ongoing issues with a track condition. J train is back on or close to schedule. Uptown 4 train still seeing some delays as well with some ongoing signal problems. LIE westbound slowing down quite a bit, getting out toward the BQE. Watch for slowdowns at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. 3 eastbound, that's slowing down as you get out toward that merge with 495. And then on the ramp to 109 Tunnel the Avenue, a disabled truck inbound side of the Lincoln 15, Holland 20, GWB. That's a 10-minute delay getting into town. 80 east at the Garden State Parkway. Some earlier problems cleared out of the way. Traffic is building for you over on the westbound Bruckner over in the Bronx at 149th with an accident still being cleared. Cross Bronx West, heavy right out toward 3rd Avenue. Checking in on the forecast for today. Sunshine today with a high in the 30s. Again, an alternate side parking rules are in effect for today citywide. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Ready, set, sweat. Your Burlington store is loaded with the latest workout gear for less, like windbreakers, performance tops, sports bras, and leggings in every size. Plus, save big on sneakers, wireless headphones, tees, supplements, and more. Burlington, style for everyone.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, daylife, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is Erasing America by journalist James C. Robbins. Enter to win a copy of James C. Robbins' Erasing America at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
How can I protect my family if something happens to me?
What if I need to go to a nursing home? What will happen to our savings, our home?
What's the best way to give my home to my kids?
Who will help us take care of Grandpa?
These and many other questions can be answered with a phone call to Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, 718-238-6500. Mike Connors, one of New York Magazine's top lawyers, has over 30 years of estate planning and elder law experience. Mike and his team of professionals will help you protect your assets from probate, taxes, and nursing home costs so you can have peace of mind knowing you and your family will be taken care of and protected.
I'm Mike Connors, founder of Connors & Sullivan. People don't plan to fail, they fail to plan. The time to plan is now.
now.
I'm Beth Connors. Call today for a free initial consultation with one of our experienced lawyers.
Connors and Sullivan in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and Staten Island. Call 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500, or connorsandsullivan.com.
Hey, Jersey Joe on the radio. It is 6:39. Greg Cluxton will join us from Washington. We'll get into it and all the news of the day on this Friday. Happy Friday, by the way. Hey, if you want a great gift suggestion, how about the MyPillow 4-Pack? What could be better than giving someone the gift of a great night's sleep night after night, year after year? Mike Lindell is the man. We love Mike. Everybody knows Mike Lindell. He's like so famous now, right? And it's because he's helping out people. He is always helping out people. He comes up, he invents the MyPillow. He makes it in America. Every piece of material within the MyPillow is made and comes from the United States of America. And then he loves you for listening. You know, he tracks these things, you know, and he knows that you buy the pillows. He appreciates that. So he came up with this deal just for you, exclusively listening to Old Joe on the radio. 50% off on two premium MyPillows, along with two Go Anywhere pillows and free shipping. And they're offering their amazing 60-day money-back guarantee to boot. You know, since I started sleeping on a MyPillow, I could not sleep on another pillow. I'm telling you, I didn't bring my travel pillow with me, you know, and I think I would have slept better last night, you know, if I had a MyPillow, and you could do that. You could get that MyPillow with Mike's 4-pack offer. Listen to this, please. Over 50% off. Two premium pillows and, yes, two Go Anywhere pillows, along with free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee on this offer. Only you got nothing to lose. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Or you could go to, if you're driving, I always tell you, please be careful and try to remember this, if you would, MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Promo code. You got to put in the promo code AM970.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
6:41 in New York, New York. Jersey Joe broadcasting from Evansville, Indiana, and running now to Washington, D.C. Amazing, the technology of the day right here on AM 970 The Answer. By the way, on AM970TheAnswer.com, Greg Cluxton is the White House correspondent for SRN News. Greg, welcome back to the show. Happy Friday to you, my friend.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Well, give us the breakdown, Greg. What's Washington feeling about the president's trip to the border?
Well, you're right. He went to the border yesterday, the president making the case that a wall is necessary for there to be the kind of border security that the United States needs. And really what we saw yesterday, Joe, was an extension of what the president was doing earlier this week. He, of course, had the Oval Office address on Tuesday night. He's going directly to the American people with his message, with his argument, and then he went directly to the border on Thursday to try and demonstrate the need for this. He met with border agents. He met with state and local officials who were obviously in support of what the president is doing. And the president believes he has the American people on his side, the border agents on his side. But in Washington, with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, Democrats think that they have the support on their side. And so that leaves us here on day 21 of the government shutdown and no progress in the talks.
And today is the first day, Greg, that most of these federal workers are going without a paycheck, correct?
That is correct. And so this now takes on a little bit of a different feel for a lot of the workers. You know, living here in the Washington area, I live near and work around a lot of people. I have friends who work for the federal government and also who work as contractors for the federal government. And when the shutdown first started, Joe, it happened, you know, right before Christmas. So a few of them were thinking, hey, this is nice. I'm off for a few days during the holidays. But now when this stretches to 3 weeks and there's no payday, there's no, you know, automatic deposit in your checking account today, that starts to hurt.
Is there any end in sight, do you see, coming out of Washington, D.C., Greg?
You know, Joe, that's the interesting thing. you know, you and I have we've seen past shutdowns over the number of years coming out of the nation's capital here. And there would be fits and starts to the negotiations. Obviously, most of these closures of the federal government have not lasted this long. But we have seen very little to no progress. Just rewind a couple of days ago when the president invited the Democrats and congressional leaders to the White House. The meeting lasted only about 15 minutes before the president admitted that he left the meeting because he felt that it was a waste of time. So here you have the president and the top leaders of Congress not even able to sit in the same room for 15 minutes before things simply broke down and there were hard feelings all around. So it's a pretty stark situation right now. And, of course, what we've also been hearing from the White House and other officials is that the president is seriously considering this national emergency declaration as a way to end the shutdown and get the money he wants for the wall.
Yeah, I wonder if he's going to do that. What is the feeling in Washington? Do you think he'll make that move and declare a national emergency, Greg?
Well, the White House, they've been sending out the signals that the preparation for doing that is underway. At least they are considering it. There have been negotiations and consultations with the White House Counsel's Office. Obviously, there's a legal component to all of this. Opponents and Democrats who don't like the idea, they are threatening, you know, legal action because they don't think that it's perhaps in the purview of the president, although he was declaring yesterday he has the absolute executive authority to do that. So that's an open question. So whether or not the president is seriously considering that, which he says he is, or whether it's being used as a tactic by the White House to try and get movement in these talks with the Democrats, we simply have to wait and see.
Greg Cluxton, giving us the inside the Beltway, because sometimes we don't see what you see down there, Greg, and of course the Beltway, inside the Beltway, they don't see what the rest of America feels in so many ways. Like, can you explain to us, for example, Greg, why they didn't try to secure funding for the wall a year or 2 years ago when there were two Republican houses of Congress?
Well, that's a good question, Joe, and the president even mentioned not too long ago that when he signed the big omnibus budget spending bill a year ago that increased federal spending at a rate that he wasn't really comfortable with. He said that he signed that big budget bill a year ago with the understanding that lawmakers would move forward on just that, on the wall funding and other security measures. But it simply did not happen over the past year. And there are any number of Republicans or conservatives who are a little unhappy with that happening, obviously because now the House is under Democratic control and the political landscape here in Washington is a lot different than it was when you had the GOP in control of both sides of Congress. So that's sort of an unanswered question right now, and it's feeding into what is now the new political reality of divided government, and the president is finding out firsthand that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi doesn't roll over too easily. At least she hasn't so far on this order, on this issue over the wall.
Greg, we appreciate your time, man, because we always like to see what's going on inside Washington. But listen, the if you would, that Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, they voted for a wall. They voted for a wall under Barack Obama. They voted for billions of dollars. They want this to happen. And they're not doing it because it's President Trump. But that is not getting – I'm the only one talking about that. Maybe you'll see it on Fox News chatting about it, but I don't see it anywhere else. Greg, does the inside the Beltway, they understand that how disingenuous – this is on behalf of the Democrats? Do they see that down there?
Well, some do, and some are probably blinded to that. There's no question, Joe. And you're absolutely right that Democrats who are still in Congress, including Pelosi and Schumer, and, you know, politicians who are out of work now, like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, they all voted. Joe Biden, you go down the list, and we've seen the video clips, and we have the records of their votes. Now, it was not necessarily framed or described as the wall at that time, much like Donald Trump has done, but it was security fencing. It was walls. It was barriers along the border, in addition to technology and other resources that border agents need. So it certainly has become a political issue, and both sides, both the White House and the Democrats, think that they've got the political will and the principle on their side, and there's just, you know, it's stuck right now. It's simply stuck between the two sides.
Man, Greg Cluxton from SRN News. Greg, before we let you go, man, thanks again for spending so much time with us on this Friday. Michael Cohen, testimony before Congress next month. What are people saying down there about that?
Well, the initial response from the mainstream media and a lot of people in Washington is they're wondering if this is, you know, they're talking about the Richard Nixon Watergate situation and John Dean and what this kind of, you know, testimony might mean. I'm not going to go that far in describing what the impact of Cohen's testimony will be. However, he's going to be giving this public testimony on Capitol Hill early next month. He is doing so voluntarily. He has said that he is willing to give a complete account of what he knows in terms of being the former legal fixer for Donald Trump. And he'll be giving that testimony just a few weeks before he's scheduled to report to prison. So I would simply say, Joe, it doesn't look like Michael Cohen has anything to lose by what he might say on Capitol Hill.
Greg Cluxton, thanks so much, man. Great chat. Have a great weekend, Greg, and keep us posted down there. Greg is the White House correspondent for SRN News. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay, Greg Cluxton right there. Piscopo in the morning, 10 minutes before 7 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. Debbie Duhaime looking out for you on this Friday. Always a problem on Fridays, Deb. Huh? Did it start already, huh? Started already,
okay.
Right?
Oh, yeah. We've got lots of things happening already this Friday morning. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everybody. Let's take it to the Deegan southbound. Deegan southbound slowing down right by Willis Avenue. It's an accident, one lane blocked. Also in the Bronx on the westbound Bruckner at 149th, an accident blocking one lane. There. Traffic is building on the Grand Central Parkway westbound, getting out past City Field with a collision, and the LIE westbound stop and go traffic through Queens Boulevard with an accident in the right lane. It's busy already on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound Slauson Ave through the Verrazano. That eastbound Gowanus is very bunched up, getting up and out toward the Prospect. Inbound GWB 15, Lincoln Tunnel, that's 20, Holland about 20.
Yep.
Some stop-and-go traffic as well as you take a ride over to the Garden State Parkway northbound in toward 149, getting up through that Bloomfield area. And traffic is slowing down just a bit for you over on the Hutch North at the Cross County. It's an accident. It looks like at least one lane blocked. Looks like uptown delays on the 4 train because of some ongoing signal problems. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains the new Democrat Party.
This is not the Democrat Party of your parents or your grandparents. If you look at the quote-unquote bright new faces, Democrats of prior years, the likes of John F. Kennedy, for example, would not be allowed into this party.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
Losing business to online companies? Competitors using social media to rob you of sales? Is your current website 5 years behind the times or even one? Contact us at Salem Surround. Digital marketing that surrounds potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase bottom line. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you do what you do best, run your business, while we deliver customers. Is your business taking full advantage of digital communication to reach more people? Are your competitors ahead of you? Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Mostly sunny today, breezy and cold, high 31. Clear to partly cloudy and cold tonight, low near 20 in Midtown, 13 to 17 in many northern and western suburbs. Cold tomorrow, some sun followed by clouds, high 32. It'll be cloudy tomorrow night with a little snow at times, accumulating a coating of an inch, especially from the city on south. Watch for slick spots, low 25. For Sunday, brisk and cold, clouds breaking for some sun, high 32. AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
She loves you, yeah.
Dancing last night to this.
Well, I saw her yesterday. It's you she's thinking of. And she told me what to say. She said she loves you.
Terrible.
Yo, Kindergarten Pal has come home.
Kindergarten. Like I haven't heard that in a long time. She used to hit me with it. We used to hit each other with blocks.
Yeah, no, not so much anymore.
No,
Did you tip? Did you tip? She paid.
Yes, I left the tip. Right? Yes, yes. Very
that's,
much
that
so.
Is good. Yeah. You gotta leave the tip.
Of course.
That, you know, I am between us, and this is our intimate hour. No one's listening, really. It's just us. But there, I could have gotten into trouble last night, and I did not. I went right to bed. How about that? I was good. You know,
a gold star for Joe Piscopo. Good work.
I actually am a little disappointed in you, Joe Piscopo.
Oh, Frankie, don't do it to me, man. Yeah. I'm trying to be grown up and everything, and I don't want to get into it. But, someone age-appropriate.
How old? How old again? How old again, huh?
Working.
What?
A little bad connection.
Are we on the air?
Heaven, so sorry.
Sorry. Sorry.
Age appropriate, man.
Okay.
Ooh. Hey, by the way, Albert, Harold Reynolds, he's very funny. And he was great on his feet. He and Don got on stage. They started doing it back and forth. And they're talking about Ricky Henderson's stories, which was great.
Oh, I love nice.
It, you know? Good. But Donnie said one of the greatest players he ever played with was indeed Ricky Henderson. Mm-hmm. And just hearing how Donnie, you know, how he had about hitting and everything, it was just a great night like that. You would have actually loved it. But I was surprised. Harold and I flew out together,
right?
And we just had a great time chatting back and forth. So I'm going to go over to the MLB Network and we're going to go in studio over there to the studios in Chicago. Yeah, but it was funny, man. So it was good. It was just good, all for a good cause. Hey, so Frankie, we got a break. I know 877-970-2999. You want to check in? I have to play this to you, and we'll go back to Al. We have a great morning.
Shumo,
my dear. Yeah. Wait, no. Yeah, hold on a second. Hold on. Robert Dobby, the actor, railed on this. Do we have time? It's about 30 seconds now. Do you have time to play that now? Or should we
It's about a minute. Back? Yes, we can play it real quick.
Okay, go ahead. Go. Robert Dobby.
Hey, Mr. Schumer, I find what you're doing is absolutely disingenuous. You're lying to the American people. How many times are you going to continue to sit there like a rotten corpse with a bull-faced lie on your face? I saw you, sir. Vote for the wall. You voted for a wall, sir. Several years ago, so did Miss Pelosi. So did the Democratic Party when they wanted $50 billion for border security. That was, the American people don't remember that? How come the networks aren't showing you're flip-flopping? Show that, CNN, MSNBC. Show Schumer wanting a wall and now saying it's un-American, it's immoral. What about 50 billion babies being killed, sir and madam? Is that not immoral? What the hell is going on in this country? You want to gerrymander this population. That's what you want to do. You want to gerrymander this population because they're all coming from a Marxist socialist society and background. What the hell is going on in this nation? People, wake up. See through their nonsense and through the media industrial complex.
Robert Dobby's a great actor. You know him. If you see him, you know him. And you can probably recognize his voice. And he is so staunchly conservative. He said that has hit Twitter, and it is just on fire. You know what you should do, if I may, Frankie? Maybe put some music behind that. We'll play it again, because it's what a lot of people feel. It's like a lot of people feel. And would they? Maybe the president should call Dobby down to the White House. Who's going to argue with a tough guy like that? Am I right or wrong? Frankie, come on.
He's fired up, that's for sure.
Yeah, put a little music to that, Al. Get some music in it. We'll play that again. Hey, speaking about Fired Up, it is with great joy and respect that I bring to the airwaves, that we bring to the airwaves, Brigitte Gabriel. She is the New York Times bestselling author and terrorism expert. That latest book, Rise, in defense of Judeo-Christian values and freedom. She is very pragmatic and objective in her approach to what's happening in this country that she saw as a child in Lebanon. You don't want to miss it. It's riveting, riveting radio. And Brigitte will join us live. Jeffrey Lyons will give us a breakdown. What films are happening, and Mike Gallagher is going to give us a preview what he's doing. Commissioner James O'Neill, Bill O'Reilly, the great Don Mattingly, Piscopo, Verano, Petullo, Debbie Duhaime on AM 970.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
24 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City has inked a 34-year contract with Animal Care Centers of New York. The $1.4 billion deal will let the nonprofit run city animal shelters through 2052. Advocates have complained about the organization, arguing that it puts dogs and cats down too quickly. Some groups also say the city does a poor job of holding animal care centers accountable for poor behavior. Some lawmakers have proposed tougher regulations for shelters. Demolition of what's left of the old Tappan Zee Bridge being delayed due to weather worries. It was planned for Saturday morning, but with high winds and snow in the forecast, plans to detonate the Tappan Zee's eastern supports have been put on hold. There's concern that blustery winds could blow debris into a shipping lane. No new demolition date has been determined yet. In sports, Rangers lost. Maple Leafs doubled up the Devils 4-2.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.